The following is a sermon by Pastor Ralph Abernathy of Mount Olive Lutheran Church, located in Newton, North Carolina.
In the name of Jesus, amen. We are in the Epiphany season. This is the second Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord, the festival of the Epiphany, when the Magi came from afar to bring their gifts and to fall down before Jesus and worship him. During the Epiphany season, we do find out who Jesus is. Scripture highlights for us his identity and what he does for us. Last week, we heard how our Lord Jesus Christ was baptized, not for himself, but on behalf of us sinners. Jesus enters the water of his baptism and thus sanctifies all waters of baptism to be a cleansing of sin, a washing away of all that which separates us from God, and thus we become God's own dear children when the water and the word are applied to us and the name of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is placed upon us. This Sunday, the second Sunday after the Epiphany, we find out more about Jesus, who he is. And really, that's the purpose of Christian preaching and instruction, to enable us to find out more about Jesus, to lead us in the truth. That's why we have Bible classes. That's why we have preaching, because Jesus is the center of our Christian faith. It's no mistake at all that the article of the Creed dealing with our Lord Jesus Christ is the central article, and it's also the longest article of the faith. Because if there were no Jesus, if God had not become man, we could not know God at all in his mercy and his kindness and his love and his grace. We could only know him as judge, as the one who condemns us eternally into hell. But again, on this second Sunday after the Epiphany, we find out who Jesus is, and it is John himself who instructs us. John baptized our Lord Jesus Christ, and sometime the next day, we're told, John saw Jesus coming toward him. And John said those words you should know by heart, and they should be precious words to you. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. I'll say it again. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That's who Jesus is. That's what he does. He is the sacrificial lamb who will be offered up on the cross to pay for the sins of everybody who has ever lived or ever will live. He is your substitute. He goes to the cross in your place. He is the one who God appointed to be the Christ, to be the Savior, to be the sacrificial lamb. When Abraham went in obedience to God's command to Mount Moriah to offer up his son Isaac as a sacrifice, the Lord stopped him. The Lord said, I don't need that sacrifice. And the angel of the Lord directed Abraham's gaze, and he saw, entangled in a thicket, a ram whom the angel of the Lord instructed Abraham to offer up in Isaac's place so Isaac would not die. That is what God has done for you in this Jesus, in this Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of just a few people, just the elect? Or is it Jesus takes away the sin of those who give their hearts to him, those who make a decision to believe in Jesus? Well, if Jesus dies just for a small group of people, how can you know that he died for you? If Jesus dies, if his death benefits only those who have made a decision, then how can you know he died for you? And how can the person making that decision know that they were sincere enough in making that decision? If Jesus died for just a few people, there is no foundation to our faith. Everything is subjective. We either look to our good works to assure ourselves that we are among the elect, or we look within ourselves to determine our own sincerity. We constantly ask ourselves, is my faith strong enough? Is it really anchored in Jesus? You end up with a question mark if Jesus only died for just a few. But that is not what the Scripture says. Scripture says, Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, of everybody. He carries that sin to the cross. He goes through hell, a trillion, billion hells, on behalf of every sinner who has ever existed, who is existing today, or who ever will exist. That's a whole lot of sin. That's a whole lot of hell that Jesus bears on our behalf. But our Lord Jesus Christ is a whole lot of Savior. He is a whole lot of Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And we are, in John's wording, to behold him. This doesn't mean a casual glance. This means to study, to look at intently. We behold Jesus as we gather here in the divine service, because again, it's all about Jesus. Here we have the crucifix to remind you and to remind me that from this pulpit I should preach nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. And you should be content with nothing less than that. We have the crucifix on the altar to remind ourselves that from that altar Jesus gives you and me his true body and blood offered up on the cross, his true body and blood to eat and drink for the forgiveness of our sins. Because this is how the benefit of this Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world comes to you and me. We have that towering cross behind the altar. It's a cross that is central in this church. You can't escape it. You can't ignore it. And neither are we, the redeemed, to ignore or try to escape or take lightly the cross upon which our Lord Jesus Christ died. And here we have on this processional cross the risen Christ, the one who has died, and the one who has been raised again. And so this Jesus, who died as the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, is alive. And he continually takes our sins upon himself. He is the sin bearer. He is the garbage man who hauls off all of our sin and dumps it into the landfill of his death. What a gift of grace to you. What a gift of God's love to you. You need not ask yourself, am I good enough? Am I sincere enough? Do I believe enough? Just look to Jesus. Just look to Jesus, who compared himself to the serpent lifted up on the pole, the bronze serpent. And everyone who looked at that serpent would be saved, would not perish. Look to Jesus. That's what our liturgy is all about. That's what our hymns are all about. That's what our preaching is all about. Look to Jesus, the Lamb of God. Jesus is also the Son of God, we find out in today's Gospel reading. God's own dear Son. As the Creed puts it, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, who for us men and our salvation came down from heaven in order to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. You couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. But God can do it, and God became man in Jesus so he could roll up his sleeves and get the task, the work of your salvation accomplished. The Holy Christian Church is not about celebrity pastors. It's not about the wealthy and the rich who do wonderful things on behalf of the congregation. It is about the proclamation of Jesus Christ and the celebration and distribution of the sacraments according to Jesus' purpose and intent. John, the greatest prophet who ever lived, when he had baptized Jesus, knew that he was completing the work of his ministry. John compared himself to the friend of the bridegroom. And what the friend of the bridegroom, the best man, does is stand there, and he is to assure himself that the bride is properly handed over, delivered into the arms of the groom. And we see that happening today. John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus and as he walked by. And John said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And the two disciples heard him say this, and they left John behind, and they followed Jesus. Again, John, the greatest prophet who ever lived. But he stepped aside so Jesus could be at the center. He later said in the Gospel of John, "He must increase and I must decrease." Anyway, the two disciples follow Jesus. And Jesus says, "What are you seeking?" That's a good question for us today. You know, as far as Jesus knew, well, I'm sure he knew their hearts because he knows the hearts of men. But as they could have been coming to Jesus thinking that Jesus was going to be a political figure, a figure who would drive the Romans out of Judea. People come to Jesus today thinking, well, he's going to make me rich. He's going to give me my best life now. He's going to give me all my desires. He's going to make me live a long time. He's going to take away all my troubles. So we should ask ourselves, what are we seeking when we come to this place? If we're seeking anything else other than the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, we have the wrong Jesus in mind. But the disciples addressed him as rabbi, as teacher, as catechist, if you will, the one who instructs. And they asked him, "Where are you staying?" To which Jesus replied, "Come and you will see." So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day. Where is Jesus staying? Don't look for the Jesus in your own heart. The Jesus who is the Lamb of God taking away the sins of the world is outside of you. Look for the Jesus who is present for you objectively, in a tangible form, just as his body was tangible, could be touched, could be seen, could be heard, could be felt, could be smelled when he was hot and sweaty. Look for the Jesus who is present for you in the proclamation of the saving gospel by which you hear the good news that your sins are taken away by this Lamb of God. Look to the Jesus who received you to himself in holy baptism, washing away all of your sins. Look to the Jesus present for you in the sacrament of the altar. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That's why I elevate the communion elements. That's why we sing the Agnus Dei. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Grant us thy peace. And he does in the proclamation of the gospel. He does in the Holy Supper. So you know who Jesus is. He is the Christ. He is the anointed one of God to be the Savior of the world. He is the Son of God come down from heaven for you and your salvation. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world and who has carried all of your sins away. Accept no substitutes. Don't look for another. It is Jesus who is your Savior. It is Jesus who has taken away all of your sins and who continually takes those sins away. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Savior. Amen.